Each moment of the day is special to me as I follow my higher instincts and listen to my heart. I am at peace in my world and affairs. I trust the process of life. We are learning how life works. It's like learning your computer. When you first get a computer, you learn the simple basic processes, how to turn it on and off, and how to open and save a document, how to print. And on that level, your computer works wonders for you. And yet, there is so much more that it can do for you when you learn more of its ways. It's the same thing with life. The more we learn how it works, the more wonders it performs for us. There is a rhythm and flow to life, and I am part of it. Life supports me and brings me only good and positive experiences. I trust the process of life to bring me my highest good. I have the perfect living space. Our living space is always an outpicturing of our current state of consciousness. If we hate where we live now, then no matter where we move, we will end up hating that too. Bless your current abode with love. Thank it for providing for your needs. Say that you are moving on and that wonderful new people are moving in to take your place. Leave love when you move, and you will feel love in the new place. Before I found my current home, I decided that I wanted to buy a house from people who were in love. Of course, that is exactly what I found. My home is filled with the vibration of love. I see myself living in a wonderful place. It fulfills all my needs and desires. It is in a beautiful location, and it is at a price I can easily afford. I can release the past and forgive everyone. We may not want to let go of old hurts, but holding on to them keeps us stuck. When I let go of the past, my present moment becomes richer and fuller. I free myself and everyone in my life from old past hurts. They are free, and I am free to move into new glorious experiences. The point of power is always in the present moment. No matter how long you've had a problem, you can begin to change in this moment. For as you change your thinking, your life also changes. The past is over and done and has no power over me. I can begin to be free in this moment. Today's thoughts create my future. I am in charge. I now take my own power back. I am safe and I am free. I am safe. It's only change. What we believe becomes true for us. The more we trust life, the more life is there for us. I cross all bridges with joy and ease. The old unfolds into wonderful new experiences. My life gets better all the time. I am willing to change. We all want life to change and other people to change, but nothing in our world will change until we are willing to make changes in ourselves. We often cling so tightly to habits and beliefs that no longer serve us in a positive way. I am willing to release old negative beliefs. They are only thoughts that stand in my way. My new thoughts are positive and fulfilling. It's only a thought, and a thought can be changed. The most frightening scenarios we can conceive of are only thoughts. We can easily refuse to scare ourselves in this way. You want your thoughts to be your best friends, thoughts that shape your world in a positive way, comforting thoughts, loving thoughts, friendly thoughts, laughing thoughts, thoughts of wisdom and upliftment. I am not limited by any past thinking. I choose my thoughts with care. I constantly have new insights and new ways of looking at my world. I am willing to change and to grow. Every thought I think is creating my future. I am constantly aware of my thoughts. I am like a shepherd with a flock of sheep, and if one goes astray, I lovingly herd it back in line. If I notice an unloving, unkind thought going astray, I quickly and consciously replace it with a kind and loving one. The universe is always listening and responding to my thinking process. I keep the line as clean and clear as I can. The universe totally supports every thought I choose to think and to believe. I have unlimited choices about what I can think. I choose balance, harmony, and peace, and I express it in my life. There is no blame. If we walk a mile in someone else's shoes, then we understand why they behave the way that they do. We were all born beautiful little babies, totally open and trusting of life, with lots of self-worth and self-esteem. If we are not that way now, then somewhere along the line, someone taught us otherwise. We can unlearn the negativity. I release the need to blame anyone, including myself. We are all doing the best we can with the understanding, knowledge, and awareness that we have. I let go of all expectations. If we don't have specific expectations, then we cannot be disappointed. But if we love ourselves and know that only good lies before us, then it doesn't matter what comes up because it will be fulfilling. I flow freely and lovingly with life. I love myself. I know that only good awaits me at every turn. I see clearly. The unwillingness to see certain aspects of our lives can cloud our vision. This unwillingness to see is often a form of protection. Optometrists do little to cure eye problems. They only prescribe stronger and stronger glasses. Poor nutrition can also contribute to poor eyesight. I release all the things from my past that cloud my vision. I see the perfection in all of life. I willingly forgive. I breathe love into my vision, and I see with compassion and understanding. My clear insight is reflected in my outer sight. I am safe in the universe, and all life loves and supports me. I carry this affirmation in my wallet. Whenever I reach for money, I see I am safe in the universe, and all life loves and supports me. It is a good reminder of what is really important in my life. I breathe in the fullness and richness of life. I observe with joy as life abundantly supports me and supplies me with more good than I can imagine. My life is a mirror. Every person in my life is a reflection of some part of me. The people I love reflect the loving aspects of myself. The people I dislike reflect those parts of myself that need healing. Every experience in life is an opportunity for growth and healing. The people in my life are really mirrors of me. This affords me the opportunity to grow and to change. I balance my masculine and feminine sides. We all contain masculine and feminine aspects. When these two sides are in balance, then we are whole and complete. The totally macho man is not in touch with the intuitive side of himself, and a weak, wispy feminine woman is not expressing the strong, intelligent side of herself. We all need both sides. The masculine and feminine parts of me are in perfect balance and harmony. I am at peace, and all is well. Freedom is my divine right. We are put on this planet with total freedom, and we make these choices in our minds. No person, place, or thing can think for us if we do not allow it. We are the only person who thinks in our mind. In our minds, we have total freedom. What we choose to think and believe can change our current circumstances beyond recognition.